can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on the podcast, the Hump Day Wednesday podcast. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, Boomer is currently doing a fast.
Yes,
you know, he does that.
Yeah.
He does it a couple times a year. He does, he does some fast that he buys, mm-hmm. some sort of fast where you're mixing drinks and yes. all this stuff. And I know, and then, you know, because he said, I was going out to dinners. You have a couple drinks, many dinners, desserts, yep. and then you gain a little weight and you want to cut it. So he immediately goes to the fast.
Mm-hmm. Quite the extreme.
Quite the extreme. And like he said the other day, he was out at an event and he said, oh, they had this Dover sole I want. Well, eat it. Like, I don't understand why people go from not caring what they eat to then the extreme of I'm going to fast.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to deprive myself of everything.
Yeah. Like yep. He was telling us, he goes, I wake up. I know it's work. He actually said, I know it's working because I woke up with a headache.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
He goes, that's your body getting rid of toxins or something.
Okay.
But people would have just as, I would say you would have more success if instead of saying I've been eating like crap, I'm going to go on a fast, just say I'm only going to eat meat.
Good
right?
Food you like. That's good.
Yeah. What's so, like,
I don't know. That's why for what I've done the last 3 months has been very, I would say, after the first week, easy to do. I actually look forward to what I'm eating.
Yeah, because like going on a fast sounds torturous. Like, yeah. He's coming in there during commercial breaks, and he's mixing some sort of
and starving
powdered drink and drinking, and I'm sure it's terrible.
Yeah, it probably doesn't taste like chocolate milk.
Yeah, I feel like saying to him, like, when the other day when you saw the fish, sole, Dover, whatever, why can't you eat that? That's not making you overweight.
Correct.
Eating fish.
Yeah, but a lot of people do this, I know.
But it's almost like people can eat, it's either all or nothing.
Correct. Like, in a lot of cases, that is very true.
I either can't eat anything and fast, or I'm going, I don't know. It just seems torturous to do.
Well, also because once he's off the fast, unless you change your diet, you're going to be doing this again in three, yeah. 4 months again anyway.
Although I know, I will say it is, like he does a lot of events. He's mm-hmm. he got a foundation. So he is out eating dinner a lot.
For sure.
It is
impossible to stay.
It is actually impossible.
I agree.
Impossible. Because even when you think you're ordering something.
You're not.
It's got a sauce on it that's made with crap.
So we went out Saturday night. And one of the things I got was a side salad with nothing. And Kim goes, like, not even balsamic. I'm like, no, not even balsamic because it's not vinegar. It's going to be the balsamic vinaigrette, which has sugar in it, and while it might be better than, say, ranch dressing, it's still not good.
Right.
She goes, well, what about the croutons? I'm like, no. I'm like, yeah, I'm off the bread. I'm like, I'm good. Like, I just wanted lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, and a little bit of shredded cheese. Like, I'm good. That's fine. Once you start getting into what they're cooking, God knows how they're cooking it.
Correct.
So, who knows?
There's almost nothing you can get in a restaurant that's completely clean.
Correct.
Because of the way they're cooking.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
I even found out, you know, I'm into eating regular butter.
Yeah.
You know, like regular butter where the ingredients is like milk
mm-hmm.
and salt. But a lot of times, if you go out to a restaurant, even the butter is crap fake butter.
Well, because they infuse it with stuff.
Yeah. They say, especially if you, they always say this, when I say they, the
experts,
ingredient people.
Right.
If the butter isn't yellow, it's not butter.
Okay.
So a lot of times you go to a place, they have this whipped butter. It's kind of like a white whipped butter that is filled with crap.
Mm-hmm. How do you think they get it whipped?
Yeah, so that's what I like. When I go to a restaurant now, if I get like a baked potato and they bring me butter in the little packets, because mm-hmm. you could see yeah. the ingredients, yep. tells you right there on it. Then I'm like, okay, I'm eating real butter. And I next got to thinking about.
That's another thing, by the way, I don't put anything on. Potato plain.
Plain potato?
And yeah, if I do put anything on it, a plain Greek yogurt.
I never tried the yogurt on a potato. That seems very odd.
It's not. Well, I didn't say Greek yogurt with blackberries. The plain one, I promise you, maybe there'd be a little slightly different. I think if I gave you a taste test, one with sour cream, one with the plain Greek yogurt, I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference.
I'm not sure I've ever eaten sour cream. I'm not a sour cream fan.
So I used to like sour cream on a potato. I substituted that with the Greek yogurt, and it is awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was thinking this, though, the other day. I was eating popcorn. We took something very simple, popcorn, which we would then take butter and melt it and pour it on the popcorn.
And then salt, yeah.
What is the stuff at the movie theater that they call butter?
Liquid butter.
But it's not butter.
That's
I don't know what the hell it is. It's a concoction of craziness.
Yeah.
But at some point, someone had to decide this butter, we should change. Well, I don't know where, like, how that happens. Like when they go, okay, instead of having butter, we're going to use this concoction of crap.
I would wonder, well, the only way you can get the butter on, so I would think popcorn was first, popcorn and just salt. Mm-hmm. Like that's what popcorn was. Somewhere along the way, someone decided to spray butter on it and it tasted even better. And
delicious.
I wonder if it made it more addicting. I don't know. Because you can't take packets of butter and throw it in popcorn and mix it around. So that's how they, with that little pump thing. What it is, I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Well, we know it's not butter. Because they don't even call it butter. They call it movie butter or something. Movie popcorn butter. It's like a whole concoction of like crap.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But I don't know why we ever changed it. Like, why would we change something simple like melted butter on popcorn and complicate it?
I don't know the answer to that.
Unless butter, this complicated crap version of butter must be cheaper than actual butter. Your butter.
I'm trying to see if I can find the ingredient.
Google, what is in movie popcorn? It's going to be all seed oils, Jerry, the evil.
Your movie theater butter actually has no butter in it.
Correct.
But it has instead partially hydrogenated soybean oil, beta carotene, tertiary, I can't even pronounce it. But it's a synthetic preservative to keep color and texture from changing. Wow, there's a lot in this. Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't even read it all because it's not even, damn.
And then what happens is people won't eat actual real butter. They'll go, oh, I'm not going to eat butter. It's bad for me.
No, but they'll eat this. I know. Isn't that the truth? Or they'll have like in my house, I don't eat it anymore, but like in my house, the country crock.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're doing themselves a favor and like, no, that's worse.
Right. We were told margarine was better than butter.
We were in the 80s.
In the 80s, right?
Yeah. And that's, and I think that's in the last 10 years where we've realized that that's wrong.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, the other funny thing, too, is if you look carefully sometimes on products, they will, like, it will not say butter. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, country cock does.
Really? Do you get that a lot?
Country crock.
Right.
The who?
And when you were at Indiana State, you get a lot of that?
Country cock?
Yeah.
Country crock.
How did you like it?
Is not.
Erect or soft.
Well, that's soft, the country crock. That which I always used to like when I would eat country croft. What the hell is it?
Country crock margarine.
Country crock margarine was nice because it was soft, it was mushy, it was beautiful.
Just the way you like
it. What did I know?
soft and mushy.
Soft and beautiful and mushy, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh.
But they'll see, so you'll see it wouldn't even be labeled as butter. Same with peanut butter. If you look at peanut butter that has more than just peanuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the ingredients are peanuts and salt, it's peanut butter. Otherwise it says peanut spread.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
It's like Jif, that's peanut spread.
Mm-hmm.
That's like American cheese. If it's called cheese product.
Yeah.
It's not cheese.
Right.
And when I noticed that, we stopped buying it. We get the Boar's Head cheddar now. We don't get American cheese anymore.
I was also noticing, I saw this pointed out on social media as well, in places like Dairy Queen,
yeah,
they're not allowed to call their soft serve ice cream because it doesn't have the ingredients of ice creams. If you look closely, you order a vanilla cone.
Really?
It doesn't say what it
is. I never
knew
that. So what is it made out of?
Bull crap, like everything else.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
It tastes like ice cream, though. Not that I've been there in a while. It's been a long time.
But that's what I mean, too. Ice cream is simple, too. Why are we complicating everything?
I don't know. Does it addict you to it?
Yes.
That's the answer.
Right. They're adding ingredients that addict us.
That make you want to come back.
Yeah.
Yep.
This all started with Boomer's fast.
Yes.
I'm just saying, instead of like fasting, just eat
the right
actual
way.
Food.
Right.
That one ingredient. If Boomer would have said this, things gotten out of hand. I've been eating a lot of dinners out. And this week for the next or next 10 days, I'm eating only one ingredient foods. I'd go, wow, okay, you're going to see a big difference.
He'd be in good shape.
He'd be in good shape.
That is true.
That is How very about true. That? I think I have a wheel bearing issue, Jerry, on my car.
Why?
Because it's going.
Good reason.
Yeah. But I took it to Subaru when I was on vacation, and I had some things done to it. I said, oh, can you check the wheel bearings? I think it's making that.
And they said it came out okay.
They said, no, it's fine. It's not, though. Like, now when I drive now, it's like.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Sounds like someone's going back to Subaru.
They're so far away from where I am, I can't.
Al, I am right now one of your, I'd be on your hit list right now. And it's because of the time. And so my guy Phil sold his service station.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do.
You need, right, everybody needs a mechanic.
So I'm overdoing an oil change. I need front brakes. And my inspection is 2 months overdue.
He but sold his place.
But I don't have the time to get to the inspection center, right, which is 30 minutes there, however long you're there, and 30 minutes back. I have to figure out when I can go. And I looked down at the sticker. I thought I was only a month over. I'm 2 months over.
Jerry, legitimately since COVID,
no,
look
I know.
Around.
I know.
No one's car is
but that's not
inspected.
Me. I always get my car inspected.
Me too.
And Phil used to was an inspection, and I would just have him do it. I didn't care that it cost $30. Just right. do it. I didn't have to worry about going anywhere. Now it's like, what right. do I do?
It's so important to have a mechanic
yes.
in your life.
I was going to text him, can I bring the car to your house? Could you do this yeah. in your driveway for me? Because he's great. He would, but.
I was talking to a neighbor yesterday just about car stuff, and he said that he used to, there was a guy who used to have a shop in town
mm-hmm.
that sold the shop, closed up, but still will occasionally, if you bring stuff to his house, if
Why
you
not?
Bring if you bring the parts,
mm-hmm.
he'll fix your car.
I'm sure. And then he just charges
great
labor.
Idea.
Yeah. I would pay him too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the oil change is the one thing. You got to jack the car up and get under there. But the brakes, all you do is jack up the side, take the wheel off. He could probably do it no problem.
Right.
Pay him a couple $100 and away we go.
Right. Go to one of the parts stores, get your
yeah.
parts.
Yeah. Maybe I'll text him, see if he'll do that.
Man, I remember it used to be, like growing up, it was important to have a mechanic.
Absolutely.
And then we got to an era of, because like growing up, my father would never in a million years take his car to the dealership. Mm-hmm. Like that was a known thing. Like you don't take your car to the dealership. Then we all started getting newer cars, right? right?
And they would come with the service plans.
Right. Or at least a 3-year warranty.
Yep.
So you'd bring the car to yeah. the dealership. But now, you know, we hold on to cars now over 100,000 miles. We're out of all our warranties. Yeah. And if you're not near the dealership.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass.
It is. Yeah, it is.
So I'm thinking of going down to like a local garage in Bradley Beach.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, right?
If I were you, I would.
If you look, I was looking at good Google reviews. Yeah. There's probably good neighborhood mechanics.
And I'll tell you what, they're cheaper than the dealerships too because they don't have the overhead that the dealerships have.
Yes. But here's the other thing we used to learn about why we stopped going to local mechanics and then just to the other, because we would go like this. This is what I hear my father used to say, too. It's all computers now. The local guys, they don't know how to fix the cars anymore because it's not, the right. parts aren't changeable. It's all computers. But now it is parts.
It's parts, and the local guys have the computers.
Yeah.
They have everything. The They're now. Well equipped.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to a dealership to have my car repaired. I can't tell you when the last yeah. time was. It's a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm going to go. Although I could go to, I could go this time. I could.
Yeah.
Possible. So I want to make sure. I get the front brakes done. I know it's going to cost a ton, but I feel like it'll be done right. I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's a tire place in my town called The Tire Place.
Very creative name. It's like us calling rebranding the fan to the radio station.
The Tire Place, Jay. Yeah. And I've gotten tires from them before, and I've gotten brakes from them before. Very,
I
really.
Why'd you go there?
What's weird about them is they're a tire place.
Yeah.
They don't have a.
Tires?
They have tires. They don't have a lift.
Oh, really?
They change tires.
They jack up the car with
yeah.
the. Yeah.
Which one side at a time?
It's not that big a deal.
No.
It doesn't take long. It really doesn't. I mean, is it much easier to put the car in a bay and then hit the thing and it goes straight up? Yes, of course. But to change four times, I mean, honestly, if I can do it in 12 minutes without a gun, you imagine how long, how fast these guys can change tires?
So they jack it up real quick.
Yeah.
And they're not using the jack that comes with the car. They probably have their own professional jacks.
They have the real mechanic jacks, which are so easy to use. It's nothing.
So it's not a big deal.
Might they be costing themselves a little bit of time? Yeah, but I don't think anything that's that big a deal.
But you also got to think, if you're a small business like that, what would it cost to put in a lift?
I would say a hydraulic lift.
Yeah.
You're starting at six figures.
Yeah. See, then
that's
it doesn't
a
make
lot
sense
of money.
Though. Right. Meanwhile, they could just jack it up, pull the tire off. So I'm going to go to that place, too. I don't know, Jerry.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
But I was reading this morning. I Googled it this morning, and it said, oh, no, you do not drive on that. Your car could lock up.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'm doing 70. Lock up.
Meantime, they just told you a couple weeks ago it's fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fool around with that.
I don't know, yeah. Do I have a lawsuit if I do? Because they did tell me it was fine a few weeks ago.
You have something in print?
I do.
Then yes.
I have that receipt.
Yeah.
I have a receipt that says customer states this.
Okay, yeah, then you do. And yes, 100%.
Oh, baby.
Yes. So now you're going to be hoping that your car locks up on the way home?
No, no, I don't want to die.
Can I just go before you? I don't want to be behind you on the way home.
I do not want to die, Jerry.
No, that would be no good.
Yeah.
Get home safely.
I hope so.
And get over to the tire place.
I think I'm going to go to Bradley Beach Car Care.
There you go.
I think it's called.
All right. Find out if they do front brakes.
Oh, they definitely do, because I was on their website.
I'll let you take my car tomorrow. Getting to drive the 5-speed again.
You know, that reminded me. When I first graduated high school and I was going to school at Middlesex County College, and then also Kane, I commuted. Mm-hmm. I was a commuter. My mom was working full-time. My dad was working full-time. I was living at home. My sister was living there, working full-time.
Mm-hmm.
I then became the guy that had to take all the cars.
Really?
Yeah, because I was...
You were home.
I was home. I had to have a class, you know, a class on Wednesday at 8, and then I was home.
I know.
So then they were like, can you take my car for inspection? I got to get brakes on this car. I'll take your car.
Why don't I have my son do it?
Yeah.
He can't drive the 6-speed.
Damn
it.
Yeah.
That would have been a great idea because he's home on Mondays and Fridays.
Right. Then you become the guy that has to do all the work.
God, that would have been amazing.
The rest of your family's going to work.
Ah, damn it. I knew that idea.
I used to think everyone's car to get inspected.
Yeah. That's a crappy job to have.
It used to be, It used to be really long to go. Remember that used to be like a thing? Well, you'd be like, you would have to set aside a day to get your car inspected.
Even now they will tell you, just don't come on the 1st or the 2nd of the month and don't arrive on the 30th or the 31st. Middle of the month, you'll zip right in and out, assuming you pass.
I told you like 2 years ago. I only know because I'm due for inspection now. 2 years ago, I'm driving to Gina's house and a cop is pulling people over. And I think it's a DUI checkpoint. I was so excited because... Middle of the day, I had no drinks.
Right.
Pull me over. Test me. The guy goes, pulls me over. He looks on my sticker. He goes, you want to get your car inspected right over here right now? I go, yeah.
Really?
5 minutes.
You're kidding.
I pulled over. They had a mobile inspection.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was so great.
Man, wish I could find one of those.
Yeah. That's what I wish there were a place to Google it.
I'm sure there might be.
So I could see. That was so great.
New Jersey mobile inspection.
Yeah. It was just like at a park in Spring Lake. They were pulling people over.
Never know.
Pull over.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. When we come back here tomorrow, it's a Thursday. That's when we start football week again, believe it or not, with Thursday Night Football. We'll be here for the warm-up show. So.